Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. OMG, is it good to be back. I so miss doing this show when I can't be with you. I so missed it, and we tried, but the internet and the communication network in South Africa was not agreeing with us, and one time the whole internet in my whole apartment building that I was staying at went fuzzy. So thank you to Nadia. I know you guys love her. I get your emails and I appreciate those. She, you know, we've been doing this together for a very long time together. So a big thank you to her. All right, I'm going to jump right in here. As you know, we have created the intention, the strong intention of bringing in information this year so that we physically know and know how to heal ourselves physically. Now, physically means mentally and emotionally, obviously, also. We know from our work that all physical dis-ease starts in your energy first. And if you don't address energetically what you need to clean up, your body will finally go, look here, been trying to get your attention. Okay, so I just want to go over the e-blast. Guys, the work is going so very quickly that I urge you, if you're not, to sign up for the e-blast, because a lot of information comes in between the shows, and a lot of times I don't have the time to bring it all through the show, but I'm going to do it today. So this is basically what we got to. The basis of pain is repressed anger and anxiety. So anywhere you have pain in your body, I want you to ask yourself to give yourself the information of what you are anxious or angry about that is creating this pain. Usually starts around 4 years old. And it begins with, I chose the wrong family, like to be born into. So that means I'm a bad creator and I have no control over my own creation, or why would I pick the wrong family? Which becomes conscious creation is a bad or negative thing because we can't trust ourselves to create the positive. So ultimately, pain equals I don't trust my own creation to be all positive possibilities. So that's the positive that we want to claim. We all accept the possibility that we create negative things, but few of us accept that we can create all positive possibilities. So here's the statement. I trust I am the creator of all positive possibilities in my life. I claim the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. I am divine love, and so it is. I'm telling you, in working with my kids and people on the set who found out about my job, you know, my work here, I hear over and over and over and over and over again the limitations that we're putting on ourselves. I only have this much money and I really need to get a house, but I don't have enough for a down payment. It's not possible. You know, everything's so expensive here, blah, 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 blah. None of that's going to lead you into how can I? Okay. The second piece of information that came in this morning is they took me to Hamilton and the number in the room where it happened, where all the important documents, Declaration of Independence was conceived of and signed. We have to be the ones in the room that ultimately know we can create physical healing. We have to be the ones create that in the room of our lives. Okay? We've got to be the original founding fathers. All right, the third thing, they're talking about breaking through regarding disease. And they took me to the core belief, some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. Now, you can see what that has to do with illness. So, for example, you'll hear a lot of people who have recovered from cancer going, yeah, well, I finally just got it. I had to, like, forgive. I had to give my anger up. You know, this really got my attention about how I had to clean up my life. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy is a false belief. You don't have to get rid of anything. You simply have to redirect it into the belief system that you want. So we don't do that because, one, we were never taught we could. And two, we believe we're not safe using that power of creation that we have. And these are things we've been taught, guys. So what do? We redirect those belief systems. Teaching myself that all energy is awaiting my direction in creation. I simply have to focus on what I want, hold the focus on that, open myself to all possibilities. And I know I'm safe being the powerful power that creates that. All right, the next thing I know is a lot. I told you whenever I go away, the floodgates open. So I was doing work with someone down there, and literally it came in that he could not heal himself physically because he was energetically tied to all of the belief systems and genetic predispositions of his family. So in other words, his physical self had become literally an extension of the family. Now, the easiest way I can explain this to you is when you hear, like, both my brothers say, well, you know, heart attacks and strokes, they just run in the family. That, if I buy into that, I'm connected, interconnected with that belief system of my family. And I must then create that belief in myself. So I want you all to visually gather your family around you. And around any negative or limiting belief systems that are creating physical imbalance or dis-ease or mental or emotional in any way, we're just let them make a circle around you, and we're just going to bring down a big round rod and let it drop, and we're going to sever those connections. Now, we're not severing all connections, so don't get all bent out of shape. Our direction is that we're severing all connections that are limiting and fear-based and anger-based and disease-based and anxiety-based, fear-based, anything that is not a match to compassion, love, and joy. And on the count of three, we're just going to let that big old iron thing drop from up above and sever those connections, all of our family. Everybody ready? One, two, three. Because a lot of us, guys, are holding on to those connections so that we don't feel guilty about moving ahead into what we really want from our family. We feel like we're honoring them more if we share all that stuff. We're not. So I don't want us to use our family as an excuse to not make the choice of self-creation. Basically, most of us learn that love equals or is defined by fear and worry. The more I worry about my kid, the more I love him. Right? Not, you got to redirect that. Love is knowing. Love is peace and calm. Love is compassion, especially for yourself, and joy. So literally, that training that we've received to own our fear and anxiety comes our sickness. And we buy into with love comes pain. I noticed down there I was working on something for myself, and literally it said, you're always kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop, D, and that's the basis of your anxiety. I get that, living, being brought up in an alcoholic family. I was always on the alert for looking for it. And then I thought, well, I don't think I do that so much. So then I went down to get a massage in the complex, and I remembered I'd left the heating pad on. Now I know that the heating pad ever be a conductor for enough heat to be dangerous, right? And mentally, I told myself that. I know that's a fact. Lanny and I have talked about it. He's an electronics engineer. We went off one day and I forgot to turn it off. I said, oh, don't worry, nothing. It's not powerful enough to do anything. So I knew that. And yet, the whole time I was walking down there, I thought, oh my gosh, what if something happens? Maybe I should turn around. If I turn around, I'm going to be late for the appointment. Blah, 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 blah. And then I would go, D, why are you waiting for the other shoe to drop? Because intellectually, you know that that's not the case. Back and forth and back and forth, I went, oh my God, they're showing me exactly how I create anxiety about stuff I have no business being anxious about. Okay? The last thing, they want us to release the belief of struggle, the vibration. Any electrical impulse in our thalamus around struggle. So we are coming together today to direct ourselves to release any kind of electrical activity located in my thalamus around struggle and replace it with peace and flow. And so it is. So around everything that we have talked about here, we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. I know this was kind of like a mini webinar, but so much stuff came in that I needed you to help me shift. All right, I can go to the calls now. Here we go, and we're off. Miss Mary in South Carolina, you're on.
Well, Miss Dee Dee, hi.
Hi, baby cakes. How are you?
I'm just super fine listening to you again.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be back. Oi.
Oi.
What's up?
Everything that you were saying this morning here has just been really kind of where things have been, right, for me in the last 2 days, maybe.
Oh,
maybe
look
a little longer.
The surprise on my face.
Yeah, isn't that weird, huh? And I've allowed myself,
Mary?
Because I've allowed myself to go into worry and fear over the fact that the doctors are not helping my husband fast enough with his sciatica.
No, that's not true. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. All of this information opened up after I read that book, Healing Back Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I got to tell you guys this story. So the premise of this book is that we keep being told, you know, you have lower back pain because of this and too much dancing in your life. And, well, you fell. And, okay. He's saying no. That the basis of migraines, the basis of muscular discomfort, the basis of low back pain, high back pain, sciatica, all is emotionally based. And when you can go, you know, this pain isn't physical. This pain is emotional. So right now, they want to give you what the basis of his pain is.
Okay.
And, but he's got to shift his realm of possibilities. Okay, first of all,
yeah.
it's keeping him from going to work, and he really doesn't want to. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
He's not working. So.
Well, he's
that
not.
Doesn't enter into it.
Well, it enters. Okay. You know, I have complete trust in my channel, Mary, so they wouldn't have given me that. So what they're saying is that's where it started, though. When he didn't want to work, he started creating emotionally the back pain. Now, does that make sense to you or not? Because
I'm kind of getting where that could have entered in. Yeah, that's several years ago.
Well, guys,
that could have started.
Pretty much any healer, well, any doctor will tell you that a dis-ease starts 10 to 12
sure.
years before the onset of us realizing
sure.
it's there.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think it's a fear that he's not going to be able to go back and work. He wants
nope.
to go back and work part-time, but that's not it, huh?
Well, he's in battle with himself, Mary.
True.
He wants to, and he doesn't want to.
Uh-huh. No doubt.
But emotionally, they're saying the basis of the back pain is he just doesn't want so much responsibility.
I get that. That makes a lot of sense.
And you know, when you
that
feel
that he's taken on. Yep.
Well, yeah. But
yeah.
You see, he can't, it's not macho to come out and say, I don't want to work
so
much.
Yeah. Oh my God, you just hit it.
Yeah. So he's going to have to create some reason that he can't. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
I so get it. It's not even funny.
And that's what we all, and so I'm working with this concept down there, and we go horseback riding. And I fall off the horse.
Ouch.
And I came down on my right hip and then the right side of my head. Fortunately, I had a helmet on. My first thought was, oh, my God, I'm really going to be in pain after this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the next thought I had was, wait a minute, that's a belief system. Why do I think just because I've fallen off a horse, I've got to be in pain? So I just said, body, you're not going to be in pain. You're going to handle all this. You know what? Maybe even this aligned stuff that I've needed to have aligned for a long time. Do you know, I did not have one pain from falling. I had a big freaking bruise. But I did not have any pain next day.
I want
you guys to start playing with this now. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? We're the people that have to be in the room. We have to create this. And I need your help to do it. All right. So, Mary, your job is not to take on the responsibility of saving him.
Amen, sister.
Okay. I want everybody to hear that. I love you.
I love you, too. Boy, does that just hit it all right where it needed to be.
Okay,
and
well, now do something about
you.
It. Do something.
Oh,
take
giddy
action.
Up.
Yeah. Thanks, honey. Oh, I love it. Giddy up. Oh, that's so funny. Let me see. Justine in Pennsylvania. You're on, baby. You're not on. Hold on. There you go. Hi, what's up?
I just knew it. Hi. I'm just laying here going, I bet, even though I was late, I bet she's going to take me.
Well, I'm directed to where I'm supposed to go. So what can we do for you?
All right, so this just came up, like, even before the show came on when I was taking a shower. I'm like, because my ex in the past couple of months has come back around and stuff is happening and it's brought up a lot of old stuff. So when I'm in the shower, I'm like, so what is the problem? I mean, even if I don't even know if I want to get back with him and he's not even the issue. It's just what about a relationship? What about it scares me so much? And it's just that I came to
him.
This point.
Him and
yes.
Recreating him.
Exactly, but there's also this other thing that came up is every time I get into a relationship, my life gets turned upside down. Alone, I'm great. I'm fine. I'm good.
Uh-huh. And what was the relationship between your mom and dad or your mom and you?
Between my mom and dad was the same thing. Dad took her on a journey and turned her life upside down, took her away from her family
okay.
and me. My,
so, guys,
yeah.
you are trained enough in this work now. I tell you, if there's an issue, go back to your childhood. So, baby, this is what was modeled to you. In your child part of your brain that was done by 7 years old, you went, oh, this is the way relationships work. So I have to create a relationship like this because that's what relationships look like.
Right.
Well, so if you're conscious of that, I mean, the first thing I heard, you didn't even have your first sentence out of your mouth, and the channel said, walk away. And you know you're supposed to walk away, but it's like a drug to you.
Yes.
It's like a drug because you want to create a relationship, but the only map that you have for that is a guy turning a woman's life upside down in order to stay in a relationship, which of course made you safe because if mommy and daddy didn't stay in the relationship, then the child feels unsafe. Basically, you're feeling safe by staying in abusing relationships. And that's the belief you have to turn around, Justine. You got to tell your brain, I'm not freaking doing this anymore.
Right.
Successful relationships mean being honored and respected, loved unconditionally, listened to, okay? You've got to really start claiming those things and telling your brain, we're going to think this now.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
All right. Yep. Thank you, darling. That was a really, really good for the show. Thank you. All right. We're going to Lee in California. Hi, baby cakes.
Hi. I've got a big Tallulah Bankhead voice this morning.
Wow,
how are
you?
I'm
sure
so glad
do. Woohoo! What's that about? All right, Lee.
Not knowing what my stuff is. Yeah, just doing everybody else's stuff, seems like.
Yes, that's a part of it. But going back to the first of the show, what emotional thing are you burying that's creating this? Sheets, book, give me a song.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so, all right, basically they're saying, why can't you celebrate all the good that's happening to you? There's a part of you that's going, oh, no, don't celebrate yet. Don't. It's like you're holding yourself back from, well, as a metaphor, vocally singing hallelujah. So
okay.
why would you do that? First of all, does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it totally does.
Okay.
It's the other shoe dropping, indeed.
Yep. Yep. See, and guys, if we're always afraid of the other shoe dropping, we never live in the joy and the electrical signal from our brain that's going to create what we want. Right?
Yeah. I'm the only one who can set myself free. That's it.
Well, and just to joyfully embrace all possibilities, guys. Okay. So, claiming the symbol, the formula, flame, the golden light. I am divine love around everything we've talked about since the beginning of the show. I am divine love, so it is.
Thank you.
You bet, Lee. Speak your truth in your joy. Let me see. Where are we going here? Eileen in New York, you're calling me. What's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I also have a pretty bad chest cold.
And, okay, guys, I want to start here. Because I had probably five people. Well, first of all, a lot of people were sick on the set. And I was clocking all of the belief systems I heard. Oh my God, this is so catching. Oh my gosh, I hope you don't get this. Oh gosh, you know, we hope you're going to make it for the last night, Dee, because it's all your big scenes. Be careful on the way home. Everybody's got shit on the plane. I mean, over and over and over and over. Number one, you do not get virally sick from another person. So if, or bacterially, they're saying, if you don't want to let that belief go, then, or consciously replace it, then subconsciously, every time you hear somebody say something like that, or you're around somebody that's sick, you're going to get it because you believe you will. And
well,
as you believe, it's delivered to you. Okay.
But part of it is I went through a lot of stressful time this week, and I've been pretty diligent with the practices, but I felt myself bouncing back and forth because I wasn't fully grounded in the practice, and here's all this nervous energy and
Okay, so Eileen, basically what you just told me, my beautiful person, is that you gave your power away to all the shit that was going down around you.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and we all, look, we're all challenged with that. The channel wants all of you to know that you don't fall out unless you let yourself fall out. So that's the journey. That's the challenge. We're here to embrace it. That's why you listen to this work, because you know it's the truth. So,
yeah.
You know, love yourself and have compassion for yourself. That sometimes life happens and we get overwhelmed and we can't do it, or we don't choose to do it, right? Because we always can do it. So, again, emotionally, what's at the basis of this cold and flu, whatever you call it, what's at the basis of that is the grief, which is, you know, anger. Underneath anger is always grief or fear. Is the grief that you can't take care of everybody, Eileen.
Right.
You can't take care of everybody. You can't save everybody. You know, you've come a long way on that, but you haven't come all the way on it.
Right. And I did sort of forgive myself that I'm not quite there yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay, well, let's start saying I am there.
Okay.
Because you have to say it in order to create it. You can't keep saying, guys, I don't know how, or I don't have enough money to, or... boy, I'm really feeling bad right now, because none of that's going to shift where you want to be in too. And you're not lying to yourself. You are telling your brain, think this way. I do know. I am clear. I am passionate about what I am doing. My immune system is strong because I'm happy and compassionate and full of love. Those are the mantras you want to live in. But you have to be conscious enough to hear that little brain when you fall off the horse, metaphorically, that goes, oh, I'm really going to pay for this. Whoops, no, I'm not. Don't have to. Not going to choose to. Do you understand, Eileen?
Absolutely.
Okay. Then put it into action, my love. Thank you.
I will. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Rhea in Montana, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
I want to talk. Hi. This falls in line with other things you've talked about. Self-confidence seems like a lifelong thing for me, to have low self-confidence. And
okay. Did you hear what you just said? Did you hear how you just defined yourself?
Yeah.
I am a person whose whole life has suffered with a lack of self-confidence. That's just how you defined who you were. And until you start saying then, I am confident and I am confidence itself, and I have confidence in me, and I have confidence in my creative abilities, and I have confidence that the world and the universe is working with me in my confidence. You see, you could, even physically, you can feel the difference, can't you?
Yeah, I can. That's
okay.
No reason, or there's no something way deep in there, because I've traced it and it seems really deep.
Nope.
But, so
I mean, I can tell you where it started. I can tell you where it started. Well, the channel can tell you where it started. And everybody listen, you don't need to know. You need to do the positive, because the more you focus on the excuse of what's holding you back, the less you create the permission to move forward. Wow. That's a great sentence. I'll have to try and remember that sentence. Somebody email me with what I just said. Do you understand? So whatever it is, and that, so after I finished that book there and I started working with these concepts, I went out and power walked 1.5 miles every day around the complex, which was beautiful, around this bed of water that flowed through our complex, you know, instead of going, oh, well, I have jet lag, so I probably should take a couple of days. You know, that's what we do. We give ourselves excuses because we're not saying I'm strong and I'm going to right now. Okay? You got it?
Okay. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. By the way, Rhea, it started, and a lot of this dis-ease stuff for us started in past lives. So if you want to recreate all the crap that happened to you in past lives, start creating this life the way you want it. Okay. Love you. Bye.
All right. Awesome. Love you. Bye.
Okay. We're going to Kirk in Long Island. Hi, Annie.
Hey. Give me 1 second. I want to steal the car here. I was just looking for a pullover because they said she's calling. She's calling on me. I raised my hand and I said, I'll know if it's going to be right, and you'll call on me if it's going to be right and the timing is perfect. I want to throw another endorsement on the Retrain Your Brain webinar. Anyone who hasn't listened to it, I suggest you check it out.
Thank you.
It's so worth it.
It was very powerful.
And it came together with this thought that most of us, or virtually everyone listening, is familiar with the concept of an app these days. This call-in show that you have is an app. And what we're looking for is guidance and direction to where we want to go, similar to the way a GPS functions.
Absolutely.
And almost everyone listening has used one or been with somebody. Now imagine you get into a car or you look up on a map where you want to go. Before you put in that information, could you imagine putting in first all the places you've ever been or the history of your life? No, you'd be so consumed with that, you would never get to the information that's pertinent, which is where you want to go.
Well, so and also, Kirk, the car's GPS couldn't take you where you want to go because you haven't put in the simple information and the simple direction of where you want to get to.
Right. And I appreciate, I've been there, you've been there, where we feel compelled to tell the backstory about how we got to where we are today. And sometimes people can feel a little like shortchanged, like, no, but I want to tell you. Well, this is about where we want to go energetically, healthily, goal-wise, success-wise, joy. And putting in all the old story doesn't serve the function of let's go to where we want to be.
That's right. Now, it's funny, in the beginning of this work, they're saying we needed to do that in order to release or shift, I should say, all the belief systems so that we could get to the knowledge today that we simply have to focus on what we want.
Oh my gosh, I wonder how many listeners could appreciate. Remember the eight pages of the 37 sections of the inherited energy?
Yeah, we've we've done a lot of work.
It was a 2-month, 3-month process that now is often handled in a single conversation.
That's right.
When she says new information, she means new. It's
new,
so
understanding,
cool.
New expanding. You know, we're living in an amazing time, and every morning you guys get up, I want you to state, I am connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding around physical healing. Help me bring all this information in, please. We're in this together. Thank you, Kirk. I love you. That was a great analogy, dude.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye. Welcome. Thank you. I'm sorry I cut you off, but thank you. I'm so glad to be back. I had an amazing time. It's such a beautiful country. I was taken such good care of and respected by everybody. Everything that I have been claiming for the last year, paid really well, you know, everything down the line that I've been claiming, I received in this job. Okay, we're going to 270-877 there. There wasn't anybody on the line when Stephen wanted to get your name. Are you on now? Area code 270? Wow, they're telling me to go to you too. All righty. Miss Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hallelujah.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! I am there. And I... just a couple things. This freedom that I've created with the custody situation with my ex-husband, it just had a little final few details to work out. And boy, I stood my ground and spoke my truth in a way that I haven't felt this free to do before. And
awesome.
It was awesome. It felt so good. And it
you
didn't
bet,
matter
sweetheart.
To me in the moment what the outcome was going to be. And the outcome was beautiful. It was.
Oh,
yeah.
Emily, that's the best testimonial you could call in with, baby. And the channel is saying they want to acknowledge that you stood up in your power and you stayed in your heart.
Yes. Yes.
And that's why everything turned out so well. That's why you could be heard as clearly,
yeah.
Because it was channeled through the purity of your heart.
Yep. I was absolutely sending love at the same time. And
yep.
I thought often of what you say us about, I forget if it was the Dalai Lama who said, if you need to sue somebody, sue them and do it with love.
Yep.
And that was the feeling I had. And it was, oh, so powerful to own that.
Oh, Emily.
And
so exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you
I'm
can
claiming.
Own it there, as the song goes, you can own it anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm claiming the permission to move forward in every subject in my life.
Yep.
And I wanted to ask about, I'm living with my sister and her family right now, and their little doggy has injured his right hind foot, leg. It's like, I guess, what equivalent of a torn ACL would be in our knee area. Is there anything coming through about that?
I just get it's not serious. Just give it time and love on him a lot.
Uh-huh.
They're
yeah.
even showing me you putting... well, it's a female who's putting their hands on, even just on the dog. It doesn't have to be on the area. And
uh-huh.
just sending a lot of love.
Yeah. I've been doing that. I've been directing the messenger RNA to carry the message of compassion, joy, and love.
Yep. I hope everybody's
yeah, so
remembering that we got to, because you see, as soon as we got to that, all this stuff breaks open. So
yep.
daily, we want to remember to direct our RNA messenger to take the message of compassion, joy, and love throughout all our DNA and all space in between to our world, to our universe. So it is. Okay. Anything, last things, Emily?
I have some financial paperwork I need to complete. And I feel, we spoke about me being on the precipice of the new grooves of love. And I'm just claiming that I'm there. I was going to ask, what do I need to bring into alignment? No, I'm there.
You are there. You're off the precipice. But they're showing me somebody like who has just jumped off a wall and now they're trying to find their balance so they don't fall.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. So I'm steady and I don't know what this word means, but they're giving me straight. I'm steady and I'm straight and I'm focused. Hold on. There's another word. You know that exercise where they have you feel your feet on the ground and going down through the earth? That word, that's the word
grounding?
They want.
Grounded.
Yes. You are grounded in new relationships. There's your statement. I am grounded in new relationships. And remember to be clear about the relationships, what you want those relationships to be, honoring, healthy, financially, you know, successful and safe. And,
yes.
You know, remember when you claim that, you are claiming all the positive attributes in a relationship that you want. Okay?
Yes.
That you're grounded in that. All right. Great. We got
to
that.
And the word straight totally makes sense to me. I know exactly what that means.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Because I don't. All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Love you.
I love you. Bye-bye. Boy, we're bringing some great stuff today. Phyllis, what's up?
Oh, hey, Dee, welcome back.
Thank you. How's your balance with everything that's been going on with you?
Oh, boy. I mean, just putting this call on today really helps to kind of raise my vibration. But, I've got to really, really work to stay in a higher level of consciousness.
Yes, but you're doing it. Yeah. They say you're doing it.
Okay.
And you could help yourself by giving yourself the direction that it's easy.
It's easy
for me to maintain my balance.
Okay, it's easy for me to maintain my balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a really cool thing happen. You know, Dolores Cannon kind of came into my world.
Okay, let me explain.
Yeah.
Dolores Cannon was a great healer. She was one of our leading past life regressionists. She taught hypnosis, self-hypnosis. And so now continue, Phyllis.
Yeah, she just popped up. I've been falling asleep to, you know, YouTube videos, those kind of positive stuff. And she popped up. And then the other night she popped up. I woke up and she said, I swear to God, I thought this was a dream. She said, she's talking about pain in both hips and especially pain shooting down the right leg and then problems with your right foot. I thought, there is no way. How could that be so specific and not be a dream? But it was the real part of the video. But what she's talking about, you know, her whole thing with the new earth. But and of course, hips and legs, that means movement, moving forward. But it's just, she said that she was very specific if that means there's a new way that you're supposed to move into and you're not doing it. It's like that new consciousness.
I get a yes on that.
Yeah, and it's kind of what I'm going through now. So I thought that was kind of cool that I just kind of woke up and fell back asleep, and that was just so specific. But then I'll move to part two real quick. She went on to talk about karma, and I know you don't believe in karma, but every once in a while you use the word karma, so I'm thinking, because
right,
Dolores
well,
is like, oh.
Let's stop there for a minute. Because what the channel said is if you hold on to all your old belief systems of limitations, you have karma.
Yeah.
As soon as you redirect yourself to the positive and expansive, no karma.
Yeah, and that's what I got. That it's a pattern. It's really, and I love what she said because I tried this. She said, well, what you do is, you know, like these people have died, and they're a pattern, right? They're a pattern. These relationships that you keep repeating and repeating. She said, what you do is you say, she has specific words to use, and I use them. Think about, you know, you just tell them they're on the other side. I break the contract with you. Okay, I'm done. I'm not going to see you. You guys are up there planning your next journey down to earth. I don't want to be in your plan. So it's basically just saying, it's very powerful to say that, though. You know, hey, you guys up there, I break the contract.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
we're not getting anywhere with this. Yeah.
Kind of what we did, well, it is what we did visually at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
That's part of using your family to not create who you are. If you keep those connections with the disingenuous or false belief system that your family had. So you got to sever them.
One
way or another.
Yeah.
And
And it just makes me, I think part of the pain is I'm kind of realizing that I've just been kind of bracing myself. And I think what you said to me after my mother died is just let your mother can take that armor with her, that armor I've been wearing with her. And I'm also having to face the fact that, you know, once they all die, it doesn't mean everything's perfect. You still got to do the work. You still have to deal with it, you know?
Yeah, because them dying doesn't release you from the false and limiting belief systems that they taught you.
Yeah.
You've got to do that. And unfortunately, when a lot of people die, we feel so guilty that we go, okay, well, I'll honor them by holding on to all that stuff. But you don't, guys. You don't. Okay?
No. No. Yeah.
All right, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Right in tune with the show, too. Sarah in California, you've got 3 minutes.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
What's up?
I can.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah, Sarah, I don't know if this is going to work, baby. It's really loud.
How about right now?
Yeah, that's better, but I need your question because we're coming up to the end of the show.
Okay, I just wanted to ask about a pain I'm having in my left side since August. It usually just happens in the morning right before I wake up. It tends to go away. I don't know if it's serious or...
Well... The first thing I heard, Sarah, was you need to see a doctor. And I don't usually get that. When I say it's serious, I get a no, and you need to see a doctor. And they're showing me my osteopath. When I say chiropractor, no. But that means it has to do with an organ or a muscle or a tissue. It has something to do with the way you're sleeping.
I did sleep on that side a lot for years and years.
But there's also an emotion locked in there. Hold on, sheets. But give me a song, baby.
Shoot, nothing's coming to my mind.
Well, get out of your way. They'll give it to you.
I feel it coming.
Okay. So, again, we're back to the fear of the shoe dropping, the other shoe dropping. So, it started around eight months ago. This fear of, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Do you know what they're talking about?
That could be around the time that my boyfriend told me he had a lot of debt, which I didn't know about for a while.
Yeah. So am I going to be safe? Am I, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, sweetheart, you create you. Don't depend on him for your safety. If you need to get your financial things in order so that you know you're safe within yourself, that's what you've got to do.
Yeah, I feel like I have that. I just thought we were going to create together, and of course his debt is holding him back from doing things. So.
Yep. And
so I'm questioning everything.
Well, but you don't have to question everything. You already know. You know that if you love yourself, you don't go into a relationship where somebody has a lot of debt and they're going to drag you down with it.
Okay.
You know that already, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you can go into the relationship, keep your money separate, not get all energetically bogged down with his stuff, then it might work. But the channel is putting up the caution sign. So you've got to listen to yourself, baby. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's not what we want to hear, guys, but I stand by my statement that the channel never brings in anything except the highest truth. All righty. Oh, my gosh. I could do another 2 hours with you guys. I am so happy to be in this space with you. But alas and alack, it's time to go, so say it with me. I love me. Come on, own it. I love me. And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.